Blog Talk Radio.
I had to cancel it.
okay, due to people saying things on the show, it was not good, okay? So I am going to redo the show over, okay, and without all the craziness. Amen. So with that being said, okay, let's play some. Let's play some godly Christian music here. All righty. Let's play Tomorrow by Lexi. Amen.
No, we never fall away, never, never. But then God knows we never fall away. No, never fall away again.
Thank you.
I'm doing a show over.
Oh,
some good gospel music. Amen. Alrighty. Well, let's take this caller and see who we have. 111, you're on air.
Yeah, I want to redo the show with you. So let's start from the original conversation. I said, yeah. And then remember what you said?
No.
Something with a ghost, the holy. I'll do it again.
Okay. All right. Anyway, well, Mr. Fontaine doesn't know a thing. Evidently, I'm not canceled, folks, okay? And I will not be canceled in the future because this is a blessed program. And BBF has no control over me, GRM, or anything else but his own wiener. Amen. All right. So, let's get into tonight's Bible study lesson. It's abiding in Jesus. I did this once before, earlier, but I will do it again because it's a new program. Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 15, verse 5, "He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." In John chapter 15, verse 6, "If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into fire, and they are burned." So to abide means to accept or act in accordance with. So to abide in Jesus means to acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior. Abiding in Jesus is a requirement to get to heaven, as the Apostle Paul wrote about in his letter to Romans. In Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart of a person believes resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses resulting in salvation." So Jesus is the true vine. We're all given free will to live our lives, and there are many paths that we can choose to go down. There's only one path, however, that leads to eternal salvation. Consider the following words spoken by Jesus in the following two scriptures. In John 15:1, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." In John chapter 15, verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing." So both scriptures acknowledge the fact that there are many vines or paths we can follow. But in the end, there is only one path that leads to eternal salvation, and that is following Jesus. See, we make decisions every day about who we are going to follow. Are we going to be like the world and look to satisfy our own sinful lusts? Or are we going to follow the example of the true vine who lived to glorify God and to serve others? So if we choose the latter, we are abiding in the love of Jesus. When we abide in Jesus, we become part of something much bigger than ourselves. When we abide in Jesus, we choose to have an abundant life. When we abide in Jesus, we choose to accept the precious gift of eternal life. And in John chapter 10, verse 10, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." So abiding in Jesus is a commitment. The branches of a tree depend on the vine for their very existence. It is the same for us. So when we abide in Jesus, we are no longer living for ourselves. We are living to glorify God and to serve others. So when we abide in Jesus, his commands and teachings will shape all that we do. Jesus does not want us to be wishy-washy or to call on him only when we need something. He wants us to be passionate about following him every day. Consider this scripture, Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Leave me, you who practice lawlessness. So in conclusion, we all have a choice to make as to whom we are going to follow. The only choice that leads to salvation is to follow Jesus and obey his commands. So to abide in Jesus means that we're all in and committed to the following him no matter where the path leads us, no matter how difficult the road in front of us may be. A partial commitment to following Jesus does not work any more than a branch that is sometimes connected to the vine. In both cases, the branch will die because it has lost its connection to the vine that gives its life. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So once we understand this and we have an important decision to make, are we going to follow Jesus and commit to abiding in his teachings, or are we going to follow the simple ways of the world? Nobody can make this decision for us. It is a decision that each of us must make for ourselves. We will conclude today's lesson with the following scripture, Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and do away with gods which your fathers served beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord. Choose for yourself the day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served, which were beyond the Euphrates River, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Amen. I hope this Bible study brought something to you and you got something from it. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say the simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and give me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we'd like you to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Amen. And if you said that prayer, we want you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press that one key, and I will bring you on. Amen. OK, Okay, let's take some callers here. 111, you are on the air.
That sermon is a repeat. You said it before.
I said it earlier. Thank you. Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
Kenny.
Yeah.
It's DC2, man. Have you lost your mind, Kenny? You're doing a show at 11:30. What in the hell is wrong with you, man? Listen, let me tell you something. I spoke to Nigel earlier, okay? Here's the deal. He never said he was going to cancel you tonight. He said it would be done in due time, and I laid down the time frame I was given to Tommy Monahan, which was within 14 days there would be a new host. So doing this show has proved absolutely nothing other than you're a goddamn moron. Why are you doing this show, Kenny? It's not helping.
Because I decided to do it. Because I want to do it. That's why. And I,
so you want,
and I
so
don't
you,
need your permission
Kenny,
to do it.
Kenny, shut up, Kenny. Kenny.
All right. Okay, 111. Okay, I'm not taking any bullshit from anybody tonight. 111, you're on air.
Hey, how's it going, Pastor Ken? This is Frank. Frank the janitor.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, hi. Frank, how you doing?
Doing okay, when I used to live in a brick and mortar house, now I don't, but I'm doing okay. And so is this show a repeat or is this live?
Well, no, I redid the show. I'm doing it live.
Okay. Well, you can't let people talk you out of doing things. You know, like, for example, if they're wrong, but you believe in them, it's okay. You know, if you got canceled, don't worry about it. You know, people try to make me sniffing little girls' underwear illegal, but I still do it, so it doesn't matter. If it's wrong, but it makes us feel right, we do it, right?
Amen. Amen.
So do you like to sniff, like, pink little underwear or blue? Or purple.
I don't sniff underwear. I don't sniff underwear. But
everybody sniffs underwear. You just not everybody admits it. So you could tell me,
No, I don't.
It's not like you can get.
I don't.
Are they gonna cancel you? It's not like they can cancel you. Are they gonna cancel you?
They're not going to cancel me. They can't cancel me. I pay for my own Blog Talk. How can they cancel me? They can't cancel me.
Well, do you like little boy underwear? Like, I heard Victor's 16, and do you like to sniff his underwear?
No, I don't like to sniff underwear.
So what kind of underwear are you sniffing?
These are the people you should hang up on.
Yes, I... Okay.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you, John. Goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Well, now, somebody is intoxicated on the air, on drugs.
Goodbye. 111, you're on air.
The promotion of the house of God, that temple, that God's going to deal.
Okay, all right, 111, you're on air.
Kenny, why did you hang up on me, man? That was disrespectful.
Oh. Well, I'm not going to be told what I can do on my own show, okay? And I'm not canceled.
Kenny, listen to me. You're not listening. All I was doing was stating an opinion, Kenny. That's all I was doing, and you hung up on me. Now, all I was saying was that you're making this situation worse. By the way you're acting, that's all I was saying. You're just making it worse. I don't know why you hung up on me or got angry at me. I'm trying to help you, man. But you seem to not want any help. So I don't know what to say. The last show was one of the worst I've ever heard. Not the one tonight, but the one before that with all the, the penis talk and Dookie and all that other stuff. But, Kenny, I wish that you understood what a good pastor does but I don't think that you do because you keep repeating the same mistakes. So I hope everything works out for you, man, but it just I have a bad feeling. Have you spoken to Tommy Monahan at all?
No, I have not.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to I'm even though I'm upset with you right now, Kenny, I'm going to try to keep you and your show going by making a few phone calls. I know you think this is all a big joke and all that. That's fine. But I need to make some calls because if I don't, you will be replaced. I know you don't believe it, but you will. So you can put me back on mute. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show. If I need to come on, I'll hit one.
Okay. All right. All righty. Okay. 111, you're on air.
You can easily be canceled for playing copywritten music, which you...
Okay, 111.
You're playing the same show over again. I heard that sermon before. This is...
Goodbye. 111.
Hey, how's it going? This is Joseph Robinette. How are you?
How you doing, Joseph?
I'm doing okay. Hey, you know the old saying, take a bull by the horns?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a phone call from this guy who thinks he's a horse, and he says you take the horse by the cock. His name is...
Goodbye. Oh, 111, you're on there.
It's up. It's up, I believe, I'll push on his marriage and begin involving in his fate. Get
all right. 510, you're on there.
So, Ken, what are you trying to prove here?
Nothing. Goodbye. Okay, 111, you're on there.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
All this is the canceling thing. Is this my fault? Is this what I did?
No, you didn't do anything, Rico.
Well, what happened that you're doing a show at midnight and no, nobody else is on the line, right? This is just you and me.
Yeah, well, I decided to do another show. I did a show earlier tonight at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And, okay, and I decided to do another one because I deleted it, okay? And they said my show was canceled, and my show was canceled, so it's no big deal.
So your show is, yeah. Your show is canceled, but you're on the air. So this means
no.
You're not canceled.
I'm not canceled. I'm not canceled.
Okay. Who said that you're canceled then? Who said this to you?
Supposedly BBF did.
BBF? He canceled to you?
It is supposedly, yeah, supposedly, but he didn't do it.
I don't want any troubles to him. I gotta go. If you're canceled,
okay.
I gotta go.
Okay. All right. Goodbye, Rico. 111, you're on air.
What kind of panties are you wearing?
Don't wear panties. Goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Hey, Pastor King, man. How's it going, man? Hey, this is the time we should do the show, man. What's going on, man? How's it going? How's it going, man? How you doing? Everybody's up tonight, aren't they? Yeah. It's a great time to do a show. I'm up. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
That's good. I'm around. You know, I'm out and about. I'm looking for some catalytic converters right now. They sell great on the streets. I'm getting good money from them. and with the catalytic converters, I just always get what I need, my necessities, and...
Goodbye. 111, you're on the air. You're on the air.
Pastor, can you suck your own dick?
Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
I thought you were canceled, Mary Lou.
No, I'm not canceled, and I'm not
Mary
Lou.
Yes, you
Goodbye.
Are. Yes, you are.
Goodbye. No, not canceled. No. Okay, let's take some more callers here. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, man, somebody hung up on me. What happened there, man? What's going on?
I don't know. 111, you're on the air.
Pastor Ken, this is Grover, Washington. I'm sorry to hear that you got canceled. Is this the last show, or is this the last one you're going to do? Because I'd like to say goodbye. This is the last one.
No, I'm going to do another one tomorrow night.
What's Tony Gaga night?
Yeah, it'll be. I'll do an hour later. Okay, than my normal time.
Before you get canceled, can you agree to come and give another blowjob down at the Haven for Hope?
Goodbye, Grover. 111, you're on here. Okay, goodbye. All righty, there was bullshit callers. Okay, 111, you're on here.
Can you get off the phone and come fuck Big Boss Hog?
Goodbye. Okay, 111, you're on air.
Big Boss Hog.
All right, 111, you're on air. Hello? Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Yeah, I'm your neighbor. That little boy of yours, Victor, chewed through the chain again.
Goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Kenny, I would like to this is DC2 again. I would like to say a few things to the listeners. First of all this stuff about canceling, that is not the correct word. Kenny is not being canceled. He's being replaced within 14 days. There's a difference. Second of all, Kenny, I don't understand why when Ronald calls in, that was Ronnie. Ronnie called in two times, very clearly under the influence of cocaine and very clearly needing guidance. You hung up on him two times, Kenny. That is not godly. Can we bring Ronald back on the air, please? Kenny, do you want to help people or not?
I always want to help people.
Okay, well,
but
if you always want to help people.
He was talking about Cadillac Curtis.
Okay, Kenny, let him back on the show. Let me talk to him since you can't talk to him.
All right. 111, you're on there.
Ronnie, is that you?
Nope. It's nobody. 111, you're on air.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm doing great, Alfonso. How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad I was able to call in, darling. I want to tell you, I have been a fan for far too long. And I am going to miss you, darling. I don't know who your replacement's going to be. But I just wanted to say, c'est la vie and adios on your journey through life. I will miss you.
I'm not going to be replaced by anybody, Alfonso. Okay? BBF can't replace me. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I had no idea this had anything to do with that fucking terrible human, darling. What's going on here? Is DC2 on the line? Someone explain to me what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
Hello, darling. How are you, balls?
Oh, man. They heavy right now, baby. They heavy right now. I need to get them. I need some release, but that's a whole nother story. Here's what's going on as far as I know. I spoke with Mr. Nigel. Well, I don't want to say his last name, but you know Nigel. That would be BBF's right-hand brother, man. And Kenny had said some things about BBF. Some very ungodly, very gross things on a previous show. And so what happened is BBF got very upset and started making some phone calls, and now it appears that Ken's ability to host this show will only run about another 2 weeks, give or take. He has not been canceled. That is the incorrect term. I was told he's being replaced. So
well, that's
I don't
happen either.
Okay, Kenny. Okay, listen.
Wrong info. Wrong info.
Boss Hog in the house. Had to ruin it.
Oh, my God. That sounded like a buzzer or something. Hello, darlings. Hello, Tony. How are you?
Tony.
Well, that's not nice. I was saying hello from
yeah,
one
Tony,
queer, one queer
yeah,
bear
yeah.
to the other.
Hello. How are y'all doing this evening?
Hello, darling. How are you?
Perfectly wonderful. How are you, dear?
Oh, my God, let me tell you. So I get the dumbest phone calls, like you guys do. And then I hear Rico call me, and he says to me, in a panic, in a rush, he says, oh, my God. Well, he didn't say, oh, my God, but he says, oh, Ken is retiring. You need to call him right away before the show disappears into the darkness of Blog Talk Universe forever. Being a real queen about it. So I called in, and now I'm being told that this show is not being canceled, that apparently Kenny is being replaced, and I just wanted to know what was going on.
No replacement, no cancellation. GRM will go on as always, and after 2 weeks from now, he'll still be here.
Yep.
Well, what is that soggy old bastard, Benjamin, whatever the hell? What does he have to do with this show, darling? He doesn't own
not
it, last
thing.
I checked.
Not a thing. Just somebody who likes to call in and hear themselves on the radio. Well, on the internet. Whichever.
He donated to me a long time ago. And he said, I will pay you $300 to get on the air and renounce your homosexuality. I said, darling, you have a better chance of sucking your own cork than me doing that. But anyway, go ahead, darling.
Yeah, that was good for telling them that, Alfonso.
Now, where is DC2? Poor DC2 gets his beautiful ebony ass in the middle of all these things. And how does this happen? DC2, please go on about this cancellation, retirement.
I know, he's like the Miss Kravitz of Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my God. Darling, DC, are you still there?
Yeah, I was just Googling who Miss Kravitz was because I don't have any earthly idea who that person is. But
She was the nosy neighbor who was always in Samantha's business on Bewitched.
Okay, but wait a minute. I'm not even being nosy. I'm just telling Ken what I was told. That's all I'm doing. I was told that he will be replaced within 2 weeks by somebody. Somebody told me that. That's all I did. I told him that.
Well, I tell you what. Call back in 2 weeks and see if he's still here.
I plan on it.
Don't stay away for 2 weeks, but I'm just saying. In 2 weeks, you'll still be able to call in, and he'll be here, is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm hoping.
Well,
no hopes to no hopes to it.
Okay,
I'm
calling. I will call.
I do want to inquire. I just got a message. I'm still on Discord, and one it must be Rico. It says Garza. That's the name. And it says, by the way, I did not know his name was Dan Gaza. Who is this gay boss hog character that everyone's talking about? Who is this supposed to be? Is this another?
That would be me.
My God, how are you a gay? I mean, I know you're gay, but how are you boss hog? I don't
Rico understand. Rico insists I look like boss hog, so. You know, to each his own.
Oh, my God. Rico looks like a chapped cork after too much touching. So DC, is that accurate that this was all a Rico Dan Gaza incident, that he called Tony a gay boss hog?
I'm not sure. I've heard that terminology before. I don't know if it was Rico, but if it was, it sounds like something he would say.
I thought it was funny, actually.
Listen, here's the thing, man. I'm not really up on the name calling and whatnot. I'm just trying to make sure that everything is kosher with Kenny's show. And there's no things going on behind the scenes that, you know, could ruin that. That's all I'm trying to do right now.
Well, you know, DC, like it's been explained 101 times, and nobody seems to listen, and nobody seems
you don't have to,
and nobody and nobody seems to pay attention. But God's Rainbow Ministries is only run by one person, and that's Ken. Nobody else is involved. There's nobody paying for it. There's nobody managing it. There's nobody that owns it. Ken owns and operates God's Rainbow Ministries on his own. So anybody that calls you and tells you that they are involved with God's Rainbow Ministries is automatically a liar because they are not.
Okay. Thank you. I got it.
And that goes to all the listeners out there who are listening right now. God's Rainbow Ministries is solely owned and operated by Kenneth Fishman. Nobody else but him. No, not really. I just have a couple of, you know, I don't like people crossing the line sometimes, and they cross the lines, and I have Ken take care of it. Doesn't mean I run his show.
That's some boss hog shit.
If I ran Ken's show, it would be a religious program preaching the word with no callers.
Okay.
Just like Ken.
Oh my God. So I'm sorry to interrupt, Alex. I'm in the Discord room. I believe it's called Wanda's Hot. Okay. It says, this man named Bane, supposed to be a bad guy, I believe, from Batman. He says something snapped, and then he says, "Boss Hog breathing down Ken's neck."
Well, that would be true.
Why do they refer? Oh my God, that's very insulting. It's very insulting. I'd be very pissed if someone called me Boss Hog. I'd say.
I would. I used to love the show, and I used to think the Boss Hogg character was fabulous.
Oh my God!
He ran around in a white suit, drove a white Cadillac, and owned the town. What more can you ask for?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Gallagher.
BDF sounds like Foghorn Leghorn from the Looney Tunes cartoons.
Yeah, but I'm saying, where's a white suit?
Well, yeah, that's who his character is based off, is Boss Hogg. I mean, do you really think there's air balloons floating around all hither and thither up there with helicopters and planes and whatnot? Come on.
The last time I saw a hot air balloon, I was in this, I was in a vineyard, darling. A vineyard in Temecula, wine country. that's in California. But I believe that I have seen pictures. I have seen pictures, and I have heard phone calls from Mr. Fontaine, the third or the third or whomever he is. And quite frankly, quite frankly, please pardon my French, I think he's an asshole.
Yeah, I do too.
No argument here.
How can someone just say that they own something when they don't? And now I'm getting a message that I'm going to be canceled for talking all this. What does that say? Poop-a-doo.
Yeah, that's BBS favorite expression for shit.
Poop-a-doo. What is he, a kindergartner? Oh my God. He says I have about 10 seconds before I get hung up on. Interesting. I'm the one that pays my own bill. But anyway, darling, I'm so happy to hear that.
Oh, Alfonso, he got cut off.
That was funny.
Yeah, he got cut off. He got cut off by BBF.
Guess we know who pays his bill.
Okay, 1-1-1. You're on air.
If you're looking for a replacement host, I could take over for you in 2 weeks. This is Grover.
Yeah, Grover. I'm not looking for a replacement host. Goodbye. 1-1-1, you're on air.
Okay, cocksucker. Okay.
Goodbye. All righty. Well, anyway, that's enough of that silliness. Okay, I'm going to play some more music. Okay, I play a song here called Settle Here. And then I play Your Spirit, and then This Is Sure. Amen. Here we go.
Naked and Afraid. I was getting ready to watch Drag Race Germany, but then I thought I'd check in on your show for a second, and I did, and I was like, Lord. Such silly still. Now you're cutting them off a lot quicker.
Amen, amen. All right, let's take some callers here. 111. You're on there. Hello? You got nothing to say? Okay. Goodbye. 111. You're on there. Okay. Goodbye. 111.
111.
Okay. 111. You're on there. Okay. 111. You're on there. Okay. Goodbye. 111. You're on there. All right. 111. You're on there.
Kenny.
Yeah.
I was told Brother Tommy Monahan was in the queue multiple times under the number 510.
Oh, okay. I'll bring him on. 111.
Yeah, please.
I'm sorry, 510. You're on there.
Hello, Ken. Good to hear from you again. I'd like to make an announcement on behalf of Fontaine Enterprises. I hope you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Over the next 2 weeks, due to accruing financial losses happening with Fontaine Enterprises in ventures going into both farming, restaurant proprietorship, sole proprietorship, and other business ventures, including radio, banking, entertainment, and all the like. There will be a massive layoff going on within the next 2 weeks. So notices are being sent out through email, by mail. So all Fontaine Enterprise employees that are listening to this program at this hour, you're expected to pack your bags and settle your affairs and resign before 2 weeks from today is up. And if you don't resign after 2 weeks, then you will be shown the door.
Well, that's too bad. That's too bad.
It's a lot of people, Ken. You should show some sympathy though. Pray for them.
I will pray for all Fontaine's employees that are being laid off because Fontaine's an asshole.
I'd be careful with your words, Ken. You know Fontaine is listening, right?
I hope so. I really do. I do.
You didn't know what Fontaine's capable of, right?
No, he's not capable of anything.
Kenny, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Brother, I don't know how many different ways I can tell you this. He's not the guy. You don't want to pull this with this guy. This is not the road that you want to go down, man. Like, calling him names again, you just apologize for calling him a name. And then you call him another name. Kenny, I mean, you clearly didn't mean your apology earlier, so you shouldn't have given it. Obviously, now you're at war with this guy, and it's not going to end well for you. I'm just telling you, and I'm sure you know. So
okay.
I don't understand. Okay, yeah, okay.
Well, 111, you're on here. Okay, goodbye. 111, you're on there. Okay, goodbye. One, 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 you're on air. Goodbye. One, 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 you're on air.
You shall soon be released from the Discord advertising privileges as well. You will be out of the Discord rooms, and all these callers that are calling in are being dissipated by me. So you still want to play ball, little boy? Or should I say little Mary Lou?
Goodbye. 111, you're on air. Yeah, okay. 111, you're on air. All right. Okay, I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Okay, this is the second shout today that I did to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. But I know I'm not going to cancel the show. I'm not going to delete it so he can be able to hear it. And God bless you all. Amen.
Kenny?
See you all tomorrow night for another great episode of
Kenny?
Purpose Gospel Radio. Yeah.
Ken, do you remember my advice I gave you?
Yeah.
What was my advice?
Which time?
From the last show you deleted.
No, I don't remember that. No, I'm sorry.
Ooh. I told you, you need to start reining in your show. You did a good job quickly hanging up on callers. I'll give you props for that one. Your hang-up hand is in top form. But because you were trying to do a do-over show tonight, I told you that you needed to rein in your topic, rein in the callers, rein in the entire show, everything.
Okay, I got to take in some more callers here. 111, you're on there. Okay. 111, you're on there.
We will be in Discord discussing your severance. Good day, Mary Lou.
Goodbye. 111. Okay. 111. Okay. Goodbye, everybody.
Ken,
Kenny, this is DC2.
Yeah.
I have one last message for the listeners of this show. This will be my final call for a very long time, if not ever. And I just want to say to the listeners, there has been a full boycott of this show called by BBF. If you listen and or are in the chat room during Ken's shows, BBF and his people will see and will take care of that and you. So I just wanted to make this public service announcement. Everybody that's been listening to this show will now cease to call or participate or engage with conversation with Pastor Ken Fishman. Good evening.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible. Oh,
Ken,
wow.
Ken, I got one last thing before you end the show. For the next, I told you that you need to start reining in your show, and because there's been a full-fledged boycott, you got one last go at ringing in an audience that want to be saved by you and the Lord. So you have time to make the best of it and do your very best. You got a good hang-up hand, and you got Tony F. right behind you. So just make the best of your show, Ken.
Okay, will do. Thank you, Tommy. God bless.
No problem. God bless.
All righty. Well, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody, and see you tomorrow night for another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. Bye-bye, all.